The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now we're going to Seattle. Jess Kelly is on standby because she is there on a mission. Jess, good morning. Good very early morning to you in Seattle.
Yeah, it's about 10 to 4 in the morning here. How are you?
I'm very well. You're a martyr to the cause. What are you doing in Seattle?
So I'm here with Aer Lingus. You may remember last month I was in Minneapolis looking at the tech scene there. This month I'm in Seattle. I'm here for a week trying to get a bit of a lay of the land in terms of the tech scene, both with the big tech players, but also the smaller tech players as well. So you may know Microsoft are here, Amazon are here, but there's also a pretty sizable Irish representation. And I will have a full report for you on that on Friday's programme.
Okay, now, Seattle is the home of Starbucks.
Yes, indeed. The first Starbucks, and actually here's a little nugget of information for you. So I'm staying quite close to Pike Place Market, and they say that's where the first Starbucks is. I went down there yesterday, and there is an old-timey looking Starbucks, but it's not actually the first Starbucks. It's the last remaining of the first Starbucks, and there are bits from the first stores there. But there were queues around the block of people trying to get a coffee from the first Starbucks, even though there's about eight other Starbucks in the vicinity. It's crazy.
Now, talk to me about your adventure in futuristic shopping.
Yes. So I mentioned Amazon there. We know that they've transformed shopping in that you can order anything from your home and it comes to you. But what I got to do yesterday was go into an Amazon Go store. So this was actually the very first Amazon Go store. It's located just behind or just below their day one building. The idea is that you download the Amazon Go app onto your phone. And it's very clever. They have free Wi-Fi in the store. So if you don't have the app on your phone, you get on the free Wi-Fi. You download the free app, you sign in with your Amazon account, and then you scan the QR code, kind of like you do when you're going through the airport with a digital boarding pass. Mm-hmm. So you go in, and it's just like a normal shop. So they had, you know, lunch things, they had crisps, they had drinks, they had alcohol. You walk around, you pick up what you want, and then you just leave.
You don't have to scan each individual item onto your phone. You just pick them up.
No. You just pick them up. I felt so guilty the entire time I was in there because it does feel like you're shoplifting. I've put a little video up and you can see it if you go to @PatKennyNT on Twitter. So you go in, you pick up the items and you just leave. So the way it works, and it's fascinating, if you ever get to go into one of these stores, look up. Ignore everything on the shelves and just look up. You'll see the ceiling is absolutely plastered with cameras and sensors and so on. And what they're doing is from the second that you scan your little QR code to get in, it's then tracking that code, but also the barcodes on every item. So I, for example, bought a packet of crisps and a bottle of water, and it noticed that I picked up the bottle of water, the packet of crisps, and walked out. And then 5 minutes after I left the shop, I got a notification on my app saying, here's your receipt. You spent two minutes and 42 seconds in the store. Here's what you bought and here's what you paid. It is incredible.
Yeah, but suppose, Jess, I'm going around the place. I presume you have a little basket for your goodies.
Yes.
So I go around my basket and I see Pringles and I say, yeah, I'd love crisps. And I put them in my basket. And then, oh my goodness, they have Tato. Back goes the Pringles and the Tato comes into my bag. What then?
I tried that. So I tried to outsmart the computer, and needless to say, the computer won. So I walked around the store, picked up different things, put them back, walked around with a few items for a few minutes and put them back. And it still did not charge me for them. So it's all based on sensors, computer learning and artificial intelligence. They have trialed this for an extensive period of time. Initially, when this store opened, it was just available to Amazon employees. Now they're right around the city. And they've also just opened a non-Amazon Go store. It's called Four Star. And that's where they sell all the products or a lot of the products that are rated 4 stars and above on Amazon. So I can definitely see this type of technology being rolled out more and more. Very interesting, though. I mentioned the video that I put up on Twitter. the reaction to it has been quite mixed. A lot of people, particularly Irish people, are none too happy about this technology, saying that it's going to do away with jobs in retail and so on. But what Amazon would say is that the nature of work is changing. People don't want to be working in retail doing those, you know, the till jobs and so on. So the nature of work is changing. Humans will still be needed to work to a certain extent in these stores. Just the nature of what they're doing is going to change.
Now, I was crossing the toll bridge in Dublin the other day and heading to the north side. I was on my way to Balbriggan, more of which anon. And I saw these billboards for GOMO. And I believe GOMO is about to be launched. What is GOMO?
GOMO is a new mobile network, and it is purely a digital-based network. It's powered by air, so that's the first thing that we need to say straight off the bat. It's powered by air, so you know that the network connectivity will be the same as what air offer. But the interesting bit is it's only one plan. So for a tenner a month, $9.99 a month, for 100,000 customers only, you will get what they're offering, which is essentially a tenner a month for 80 gigs of data. So it's unthrottled data, plus then all you can eat calls and texts, which is phenomenal. When you think about it, you know, I think my phone bill comes to around 40 quid a month. So for a tenner a month, you're getting all of this on a 30-day rolling plan. You're not having to sign up to a contract or anything like that. You can walk away at any stage. And then, as I said, it's powered by the air network.
My goodness. So therefore, you know, they're renting this space on their network to GOMO, and GOMO's eating air's own lunch. Extraordinary.
It's a clever idea. Now it's worth noting that it will be on the 4G network. So this is not going to be 5G enabled. You also aren't going to get a handset. So this isn't for those who want, you know, an upgradable phone or anything like that. It's very much a case of you know, you're just buying the SIM card and then you are good to go.
$9.99 a month. We shall see how GOMO goes. One quick call for you, Jess. That's all we have time for. I have a 10-year-old who uses a laptop bought 2 years ago. She uses Word, Excel, PowerPoint and the internet, Spotify mainly. She needs a new PC of some type. She does a bit of distance learning and probably needs something that would suit a secondary school student. Should we get an iPad or a laptop? And what would have lots of storage? That's from Eve.
So I would go for something like a Chromebook. I'd go for a laptop type device over a tablet just because it's easier to interact with, and it'll probably be more durable as well over an iPad. So look at something like an Acer Chromebook or an Asus Chromebook. They are very affordable, would have good storage, and as I said, would be durable for someone of that age.
All right. Tech Talk is on at?
Saturday at 5 and podcast first Friday at noon.
Very good. Jess Kelly, up very early in the morning in Seattle. Thank you very much for joining us.